Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tej Talks podcast. Now, I've just been on three or four events in a row, day after day, Birmingham, London, all over the place. Before that, I was an event. I have been to so many events. And when you go to events, people talk. You hear things from people who have experienced things. And, you know, 90% of the stuff people say is bollocks. And you can't really trust 90% of people. That's fine. But there are some people I trust. And there are some people I listen to. And I always learn new things about what's happening in the market, about what's happening in property, and actually what's happening about where people are spending their money. Now, this episode, again, I don't think I've spoken about this a while, is going to be about protecting your money. Protecting your money from bad investments, one, briefly, but then secondly, from bad education, right? Because you owe it to yourself to get the best education, the best knowledge from the best people. You owe that to yourself. And you also owe it to yourself to not to fall for the tricks of people who are great at marketing, but who don't actually know what they should be doing, right? Or don't know how they're doing it. And just get away with talking about things in such a way. And that's how they get away with it. Now, what I mean by that is, I could talk a bunch of crap about refurbs right now, right? I could talk about different materials on site, different methods, different joints in woodwork. I could talk about everything. And I could do this to you in person. I could talk about it with so much confidence, right? And with my brand, right? And how I come across with it, I could talk absolute shit and you believe me, right? I don't know what percentage of you would believe me, right? But at least 60% of you would believe me. And if you're listening to this and you're new, fairly new, brand new, and by the way, if you've bought a house to live in, you're new. If you work in an estate agency, you're new. You work in, you know, some real estate type company, it's not actually buying stuff yourself and being hands-on at every step of the process, you're new. There's a lot of deluded people out there who think because they've had a little finger in property and somehow, in some shape or form, that they have experience and they have knowledge, when actually a lot of jobs in property, around property, are nowhere near, nothing like actually doing it for yourself. So yeah, people need to come out of that delusion. But secondly, if you're new, you will believe me. I promise you will. I can talk shit convincingly enough. Anyone can. I choose not to, but I can. Now, the issue with social media and the issue with, you know, I suppose me trying to help you protect your money is that it is very difficult to do because, you know, it's very difficult to spot when someone's lying, especially if you don't know the truth or you don't know the reality. You know, if you are a physicist, and you get a whiteboard out and you write some stuff on it and you tell me this is the theory of relativity broken down and, I don't know, something else in physics, right? If you say it in a certain way and you have perhaps a certain brand or you have a certain reputation, I'm going to believe you, right? Like, we all are going to believe you. And so it's very easy that this will happen to you or someone you know or people around you, because you don't actually know what the reality is or the truth is. You know, I could tell you, you know, if you were totally new, you came to my page, I said, hey, look, you can be financially free in 3 months. You just got to do 3 HMOs in 3 months. You got to buy them, refurb them. It's all really easy. You know, the reason not everyone's doing it is because you have to pay a big entry fee and no one wants to work with a council and planning is such a pain. But guess what? I've got the 7 steps to get you through it. If I said that convincingly enough, you're going to believe me, right? You've never done anything in property before. What? Like, why would you not? If I come to you with authority, I'm saying it with my chest, and I've got all these videos on YouTube with these winners and whatever who are doing really well, you know, like, you're going to believe me. You just are. And so I'd like to caveat everything I'm going to say and everything I'm trying to do to protect you by saying that it is hard. You will make mistakes. You will fall for bullshit. Some of you probably already have. I mean, I meet a lot of you at networking events and you say, oh, I've spent this much on this course. And I always say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And a lot of people just, most people smile, laugh, they get it, they agree. Some people get a bit hurt. It is what it is. No, I'd be pissed off if I spent that much and didn't get what, you know, was I was expecting. But yeah, that is my caveat, that it is very hard. You know, like, I'm going to tell you, go on company's house. Well, you can't always find things there, you know, like, you really can't, especially if someone is new, right? But let's get into it. Now, look, I sell courses, you know, I have courses, I have mentorship, still have spaces on them for this year, you know, so go verify me, right? Everything I'm telling you to do today for other people, go do it to me and see what you find, right? Serious. No, for real. Even if you're not interested in my education, you'd be silly not to. Go do it. Do it as practice. See what you come up with, right? But that's just a disclaimer, right? Now, I've spoken to so many people who've given away tens of thousands of pounds, sometimes hundreds, without thinking, without asking questions, because one, and this is the first issue, people feel like they can't ask the question. They're scared to ask it. They don't want to look stupid. They don't want the other person to think that, oh, they're not interested. Okay, well, I'm going to lose this opportunity. So they don't ask questions. They don't inquire about things they should when they're investing in education or they're investing in someone's deal. Now, when someone is very confident, maybe someone's quite forthright, a bit bullshy, you know, I understand it can be hard to ask that question because marketing, sales tactics, NLP, whatever, you know, some of them are designed to put you under pressure, right? They are designed so that you feel a certain type of way because that is going to push you towards a sale. That's just the very nature of it. And some people do it in a certain way as well. So again, I get it that it's hard, but you should be asking questions. If you sign up to, now look, again, there's not a lot, but some courses, right? And some investments will have so much information on the website that actually you think, flipping heck, I actually can't ask anything else. It's been answered. That's very rare, you know? And even if that is the case, you should still ask some questions as a tester, right? But if you're spending thousands of pounds on education, mentorship, if you're investing tens of thousands of pounds with someone and you're not even asking a couple of questions, you're not even asking things like what happens if the investment goes wrong? What happens if money is left in? You know, I noticed this clause here says this. How many times has that actually happened to you? Are there any other investors on this deal? You know, you're calling it an investment, but is it actually a JV? Like I have equity? Or is you calling it a JV when it's actually a loan? You know, what is this? You know, if it's a collective investment scheme, are you FCA regulated? Blah, blah, blah. Like you should be asking questions based off the contract. And this is why it's good to get a solicitor to review as well. A lot of them will just say, don't invest, don't do it, it's dangerous, which, yeah, we know. But, you know, if you have a good solicitor, and I can introduce you to them, who can just, you know, read it for you, maybe a couple hundred quid, you know? And I've spoken to people who I said, you signed that, they sent me the contract, and I said, you signed that contract, did you? Like, yeah. I'm like, so what? You gave, I don't know, 70 grand. Hasn't been paid back yet and you're having trouble getting it back. And they say, yeah, Tej. I say, I'm sorry, mate. I have zero sympathy for you. And frankly, you're a bit of a dickhead, right? And they say, and to be fair, people have said to me, you're right. Because I had a quote from a solicitor for, you know, 600 quid to read this contract, verify it, you know, do checks on the person, everything. But I just thought, oh, it was too much. And I literally laughed and said, yeah. 600, yeah. 600 is too much for you to protect 70 fucking thousand pounds, wasn't it, huh? Ridiculous behavior. So I know it's a lot. Like I get, like I am the kind of person who'd be like, oh, it's so much money. I don't want to spend 600 quid up front. But then when you think about all that hard-earned cash, come on. And again, people will be very easy to convince you, oh, you don't need solicitor. Don't worry about it. You don't need it. Nah, don't worry. Nah, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Look at, I've done that. And then they point you to people who've invested with them, but not people who have got their money back from them. Mm-hmm. If you're serious investing with me and you show a commitment, you can speak to my investors. But most of you are just snakes trying to get my investors. No, I'm joking. That actually hasn't really happened. Yeah, it hasn't actually happened. It's good. So ask questions. If you don't feel like you can ask questions because of the vibe, the energy, whatever, do you think you should invest with that person? If you can't ask them a question, should you invest with them? Would you marry someone you can't ask a question to? I mean, a lot of people do, but, you know, would you be friends with someone that you couldn't talk to and ask and like, would you? I don't think you would. I don't think you'd want to be. So why are you giving away money to these people? And if it's education and you're asking questions and the answers are a bit top level and it's not, like on my mentoring page, for example, link in description, just again, you don't have to, just go have a look at it. You will see there is a list of everything that I'm providing. That's our contract. And again, I'll put it in the invoice. I'll put it on the, like, I've made it very clear that this is what you are getting with numbers on it as well. So unless that's being provided, you know, you really need to know what you're getting. Someone could say, hey, I could say, hey, mentorship program, Tej Talks. You sign up. It's with Tej Talks. No. It's the Tej Talks mentorship program. It's not with me, but it's my program. So it's with my people. And you're like, what the, huh? Like, no, I want you, Tej. I want to buy 15 properties in 9 months like you. I want you. And I'm like, yeah, but it's the Tej Talks. And this happens a lot, people, yeah? So you know, just be careful. And I think the more you hear about people from trusted people, especially when all these people are different and not related. So imagine you got five friends, right? Different friendships groups. And they all say the same thing about a person, an educator, an investor, a property person, whatever. You really have to question what the hell's going on. Like, I've just heard some very bad things from some very big trainer, racist things and other things. So, and lies. And so you always question the people who tell you it, though, you know, because you can't just believe it, because people like to spread rumors. People like, but when multiple people confirm the same thing and confirm the same principle across different, you know, things, it's tricky. And this leads me to my next point, which is ask questions is the first point, you know, get to know them is good, but ask other people questions. Again, pinch of salt, because could be haters, right? And haters gonna hate, tomatoes gonna tomate, and potatoes gonna potato. So ask questions, find out about these people, and don't ask with hey, that Tedros guy, is he shit? Just be like, hey, what do you think of Ted? Hey, you know, have you done his training here? Just ask, like, play dumb, ask casual. Like, you're doing research. One, it's helpful anyway, right? About who you're going to associate with. But two, it gives you insight into, you know, what this person's brand is really like. You know, I can show you one thing, but if people think differently, then what's my brand? I think I'm showing you this, but actually, you know, my brand, my reputation is what people say about me. So if there's a disparity between that, you need to question why. Again, people could be haters, right? And the bigger you get, you know, the harder people hate. But, you know, there does come a point where you might want to start believing it, or at least start kind of looking into it more. What other people say about them is important. Now, people aren't necessarily going to say it on social media because, you know, libel, slander, whatever, you're going to get mashed up with litigation, right? And also, you know, again, people love negativity. The media loves negativity. So even if you see articles, BBC documentaries, whatever, you kind of almost still question it, because fuck the BBC, man. One-sided dickhead media out there, like all of them, you know? So again, everything I'm telling you to do has a caveat, but I have to kind of give you that, because I don't want you to go do that and be like, oh, Ted said this. No. It's tough, right? And I think another issue is that, like, we want to believe so badly. We want to believe that we can have that Lamborghini in a few weeks. We want to believe that, oh my God, they had 10 rent-to-rents in 1 month? Fuck, yeah. Like, we want to believe that because we don't have the experience. We're humans. We want to see the end result. We don't want to see the fucking hard work. We don't want to love the process. We want to love the result. Although, listen to any podcast of anyone wealthy, sold their company, whatever, came into a large sum of money, they enjoyed the process way more than the result. They did not enjoy the result, in fact. So we just want to believe and want to, you know, think that we can pay 997 and we'll have that success. And that's our issue. You know, I always say that, you know, the educator, the trainer, the investor, whatever, is to blame. So are we. So is society. You know, we're idiots for thinking it's possible, for wanting these shortcuts, for believing it's possible, for believing so badly that it's possible that, you know, we go against our own intuition, our own beliefs and say, this sounds crazy. I didn't believe when I walked in. I still think it's crazy, but oh my God, there's like 4 case studies. There's, you know, people, I believe it. Like, that happens through sales, through, you know, whatever, marketing, whatever. But when we convince ourselves, that's tough. You know, someone else trying to convince us is one thing, but then once we convince ourselves, that's a tough road to kind of walk back down. That's a tough conversation to then have with yourself, just sort of being embarrassed of yourself. So, you know, another thing is to do research. Company's House won't always show things, especially if they're new. If they have rent to rent, it's not going to really show anything either. And of course, right now, all the fucking younger generation are, you know, doing rent to rent and making so much money from it, you know, and then training people how to do it after having only a couple of them. Stunting, you know, living life. Company's House, ask around, you know, read books from sort of everyone and then compare. If you want training from X, read my book, read their book, read someone else's book, read and think, okay, I've read 4 different books. That person said this is achievable, but, you know, 80% of the books say it's not and like have shown a clear path as to why it takes way longer or it takes more money. You say, okay, I don't believe, you know, that person anymore, right? Because I have found evidence to show me that, you know, what that person is saying is not true. But that only comes from educating yourself, which again, you know, what source are you going to use to educate yourself? Because that source could be a shit source and they could be a liar. And you, do you get my drift? So again, it's hard to do this. Ask for receipts. You know, someone said they made 90 grand on the last flip. Cool. Show me the fucking bank statement, isn't it? Huh? All my flips, they're on my Instagram. Go on my highlights. You'll see them there. The transfer from the solicitor, the breakdown of my profit, etc. I can pull up my phone right now and show you in Starling. Some of the flip profit is still there. Not everyone's going to have fucking money just sitting there like me, like an idiot, or invested in stocks and shares. But, you know, there are receipts. If you've made money from a flip, there will at least be a completion statement, right? And a bank transfer where you can say, look, the solicitor sent me 400 grand. Obviously, 320 was for the investor. Here's the difference. Here's the thing. But guess what? No one fucking shows that, do they? Huh? They don't show that. And tell me why. Because they're lying. People don't want to talk about money. If you've spoken about how much it's making, then you can show the receipt. It's the same thing. The receipt gives you validity. Now, also, something I've seen happen quite a bit is big players, right? Educators or whatever. They buy properties, right? They don't track them. So if you go in my book and you look at my like posts and stuff like that, you can clearly see there's 17, well, except one of them is my own home, but there's 17 purchases there over time, right? Now, they're all documented. It may not say purchase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm happy to do that. But you can see they are there. And actually, if you go on my tejinvests.com, put a link in the description, you'll see all my projects there. I don't think I've put my own home on there, so it'll probably be 16, but you'll see them there with figures, etc., 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 because that's how many I've purchased. And if you find my company's house, you'll see all the charges from the mortgage company. So yeah, nothing to hide there. And you'll see the ones that have been satisfied from the bridging lender together, and yeah, I only use together. So yeah, there we go. People don't put receipts up. But another thing people do is they buy houses, like I was saying there. You see them on socials. You don't know which house you're looking at. Like when I was buying heavily and I was on site, I would say, this is, you know, 55 Queensway. This is 79. This is, I would always say that. I would make it very clear that these are different houses that I'm buying, because fuck me, I'd forget if I didn't like separate them for myself. And also to show you that, look, these are different houses. A lot of people just take pictures in a certain way that it could be the same house. How do you know it's not? They put picture, one, site one, site two, site three, site four. It's the same house, brother. One's the back garden, one's the front garden, one's the front door, one's the kitchen, one's the bathroom, one's the... Think about it. It doesn't make sense though, because when you see posts, you want to believe that it's separate because they said it is, but it isn't always like that. You know, and these projects that we are unnumbered, unknown, don't even know how many is going on, if they're one or two, they also never come to completion. Yeah, never. Oh, I've seen so many people buy so many houses allegedly, right? And I've not seen the final product. I've seen talk about how much it's going to make, then I haven't seen how much it did make. I've seen talks about big values and I ain't seen the fucking valuation reports or even anything. So if someone buys a house and they don't talk about it months later, where's that house gone? It ain't disappeared, has it? Who's bought it? Where is it? What's going on with the refurb? Most refurbs are 3 months. Generally speaking, in the circles and the people you're following are 3 month refurbs, right? Excluding development, obviously. Might be a bit longer potentially, but you know, average 1 to 6 months, therefore the bang in the middle is 3. 3 months is too slow for me though. I'd be doing it in a month, month and a half, 2 months max. But it's because I've got experience. Your first one's gonna take longer, obviously. So people, if you're noticing this, good. If you're not noticing it, time to notice the noticings. Because they ain't noticings, right? And something I find really interesting, right? And this kind of makes me laugh sometimes. Like, you know, obviously we've got DMs on Instagram. I've been on Instagram since late 2018, 2019, maybe. People message me sometimes or reply to my stories or whatever. And sometimes I just look up the message just to be like, remind me of the context of, you know, which we last spoke. Sometimes I remember most conversations, but not all. And so many times I scroll up and it'll go back a year or two. Listen, big man, a whole year or two, that's 12 months to 24 months. And I'll see messages from them. Oh, bro, I don't know how to start in property in it. And I'm trying to start in property, but like, I don't know what to do. And I give them advice. I say, go read my book. I say, go listen to the podcast. It's all free. Take some fucking initiative. You're not entitled to my time or help for free, but it's all out there. You got like 400 hours of free content on Instagram, YouTube, and podcast. And then nothing happened. And I always say to these people, yo, we spoke in 2020. How many properties you bought since then? Like, what are you up to, dude? Like, how's it going? And guess what? I've probably had one person out of tens of people say, Tej, you know, it's gone amazing since that first chat, did what you said, you know, blah, 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 blah. I've now bought 3 houses, doing this, doing it. Wicked. You know, one of my earn and learn investors, Dom, messaged me the other day. He sent me the pictures of his project in Southeast London. Amazing. You know, amazing. Right? I remember years ago, he wasn't doing anything like that. Now he is. And now he's doing more, more, more. But so many people just, how can you waste a year or two? Like, come on, you are not serious and you're not ready for this. People always, oh, a personal loser. Okay, fine. Shit happens. Okay, like, let's not. But most of you are lying about that. Most of you are lying to yourselves about that. And I see people, oh, Tish, can I book a 1-hour call with you? Yes, so here's the price. Two, 3 years later, oh, can I book a 1-hour call with you? I'm like, what have you done in that time, man? And obviously the price has gone up. Can I book in a call with you? Yeah. Here's how much it is. Tumbleweed. Gone. Disappeared. Because one, people don't want to pay for anything because they're cheap. I get it. I used to be like that, right? Cheap. They haven't seen a return on their investment because they haven't made one yet, right? No matter how much evidence you give them, they just won't pay for that. They won't book in. They'll keep doing it for free. They'll get exhausted because they're probably not the kind of people who can do it for free, because that ain't everyone. And they'll give up, right? Back to the day job. Enjoy. Or they know they won't execute on what they're told. They're not serious. Or they don't want to be told what they're going to get told because it's too real. It's too much. They don't want to hear that you have to fucking do 40 viewings. You have to go speak to 50 people to try and get 1-2 investors. You have to post on social media. They don't want to hear it. What they want to do is pay some faker, 497, to believe they can do it in a month. Maybe they think, oh, that person's got a different story. You know, the amount of people I speak to interested in my e-learning, my mentorship, who just don't want to invest in themselves. I totally get it. I used to be like that. Now, you either pay now and you get ahead. So you pay to save a lot of time and headache, or you pay with your time and you spend 6 months learning it to save $2,000, for example. Now, I'll tell you something. I can make $2,000 in the next few hours. Yeah. So therefore I can make it in 6 months. So can you. I don't care if I have a proven way to make it and you don't. You, in 6 months, you can find one and you can make it. Therefore, you not paying $2,000 now and wasting 6 months of your life, listen up. You can make more money. You cannot make more time. So as much as I'm kind of giving you warnings here about to protect yourself from investing in others, investing in education, investing in mentorship, the benefits are massive and they are clear. And if you've done all these steps, you've done the analysis, you've done the vetting, you've done everything I've said, all the DD, they've answered the questions, you're ready. Cool. Now what? It's time you invest in yourself. Click the link in bio, people. See you later. Bye.